So we do a lot of community events within the entire city. We help small businesses to make sure that they're protected. We suggest a lot of cameras for the businesses so that they can, you know, make sure that they have extra security when they're not there. And yeah, we do a lot of events.
And you are originally from Kentucky. How do you love living in the Sunshine City? What's your favorite part about being in the Sunshine City?
Oh, I love the weather. I love the beaches. I love everything about Florida.
Well, thank you. And also with us today is someone you've seen on television quite a bit, Officer Martinez. Officer Martinez, tell us a little bit about your journey to the St. Pete Police Department and how long you've been here.
Well, thank you for having me, first of all. So I started my career in law enforcement when I was 19 years old. I worked in Manatee County for the first 13, and then been with St. Pete for almost 6 years now, and I've been with the Community Service Unit for coming up on 4 years now.
Wonderful. And, you know, this being Small Business Week, there's lots of small businesses. There's a lot of businesses and high-rises. Give us a little bit of insight into tips for people who own businesses downtown St. Pete and in general Pinellas County.
I'd love to. So St. Petersburg is a very vibrant city. It is actually one of the Florida's fastest, largest cities currently. And so with that, we have a great influx of people coming in. And there is this, you know, demand for new structure and all that stuff. But also, along with that comes, you know, issues, you know, sometimes for businesses that are less than desirable. So we are very transparent, and we try to engage with our communities, with our business community. We give them what's called, you know, business security surveys. You know, that's for free. We engage with communities as far as giving them advice on how to, you know, maintain a secure building. We also, though, offer programs such as the Eagle Eye program, which allows businesses to register their cameras with us. So if, in case of an incident, we already have an ongoing list of people that have cameras, and they're basically looking out for each other. Then we also have a blanket trespass program, which allows business owners or agents of a business to enter into an agreement with the police department that gives us permission to, you know, come on their property when they're closed so that we can enforce trespassing laws and stuff like that while they're away. Obviously, when they're open for business, they don't need us to be on their property unless they call us. But so those are just a few of the things that we do that we offer our business owners. And so, yeah.
What is your favorite part of your job, sir?
So it's a very rewarding career. If you ask me to do anything else, I don't know what I would do. This is all I know, right? I think the most rewarding part of it all would be the feedback that we get from people after helping them out. That you really can't put a price on that. You know, it's something that you just genuinely have to like doing. You gotta love doing the job. So I do.
Well, you know, I just have to say, first of all, thank you to our first responders, to our police officers, our fire people. Thank you, Officer Reeder. Thank you, Officer Martinez. You heard some really incredible and interesting tips. How do we get a hold of this information from the police department?
Well, first and foremost, there's the St. Petersburg Police website, but also the city is divided in 3 districts. So each district, depending on where your business is at, has their own community service unit. So, for instance, District 1, it would be District 1, the word District 1, CSO at stpete.org, or District 2, CSO at stpete.org, or District 3, CSO at district.org. And those are all emails that you can send us an email to, or you can just call the non-emergency at any time, really.
Well, thank you so much, gentlemen and ladies, and again, for being here. So I want to tell you a couple things that are going on this week for National Small Business Week. In addition to today's open house at the Greenhouse until 2 p.m., there's also an Access to Capital evening workshop tonight at 6 to 7. You can come to the Greenhouse or do it online at 440 2nd Avenue North. On Wednesday in the evening, there's a Make a Better Business Decisions with Analytics. Now, I did fail statistics, but I might have to go to this one. That's Wednesday, May 1st, 6 to 7:30 at the Greenhouse in person or online. I think this one is really a must-go-to for every small business. Business Startup in 2024 workshop, Thursday, May 2nd, 6 to 8 p.m., again, in person or online. And gosh, I'm hungry already. Food Truck Friday to end Small Business Week. Thank you, Greenhouse, Friday, May 3rd from 11 to 2, Williams Park, 352nd Avenue North. If you want to know more about what's going on, both Small Business Week and at the Greenhouse in general, go to stpetegreenhouse.com.